This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Arizona looks as though it will vote Governor Mitt Romney's way next week. Polls say he has an 8-point lead there. A lot of his support comes from senior citizens who have flocked to the state and its capital, Phoenix. The city's suburbs are like one big retirement community, sun-kissed and lined with golf courses. But baby boomers are beginning to change things. Many are thumbing their noses at the burbs and moving into the heart of the city. Peter O'Dowd reports on why some are spending their golden years downtown.
Downtown Phoenix just got another 60 housing units for seniors. Just before the grand opening, I talked with Gorman & Company developer Brian Swanton on the balcony of one of those units as construction crews below power washed the walls.
Quite frankly, it's all driven by economics.
The lofts at McKinley were partially financed by a group of nonprofits and set aside for low and middle income residents 55 years and older. The complex is a few blocks from a light rail station, and most importantly, it's close to jobs. Swanton says fewer seniors can afford to retire early, and almost no one has guaranteed pensions anymore.
Folks in their 60s today are not in that same situation, so the economics have driven them into a different housing prototype.
Nearly 300 affordable housing units for seniors will be available along Phoenix's still burgeoning light rail line by the end of 2013. It may not sound like much. Swanton says his company has built projects like this in Miami and Chicago for years. But in Phoenix, not so much.
This is a new concept. Bringing seniors into the downtown urban core is sort of a whole new dynamic.
For an indication of how this might actually work, we can travel a few miles down the rail line. About 5 months ago, Joel Cohen and his neighbor Pam Wells moved into the latest urban senior development in Tempe.
I can't walk as fast as everybody else, but I'm trying.
You're doing a good job, honey. A good job.
Pam, I didn't know you were behind me.
Cohen has a vascular condition that limits his walking. Those are his keys jangling on a lanyard around his neck. He just turned 60.
And it was a horrifying experience.
Outside the elevator near their second floor apartments, Cohen and Wells say the $400 subsidized monthly rent is the first reason they moved here.
I have nothing except my pride and my dignity, and I'm not afraid to say that I take advantage of every program out there that I can get my hands on for a disabled individual.
This was the determining factor. This is what made me decide to quit my job, pack my clothes, leave my furniture, and come here.
Wells moved from St. Louis to be closer to her children. She says she couldn't afford to live in a suburban single-family home. Just like Cohen, every penny of her $1,000 Social Security check goes out the door each month. Now her car is breaking down, and fixing it costs Wells money.
I drive a PT Cruiser, a Chrysler PT Cruiser, which I love, and I have a really close connection with, but I am thinking about just giving it up.
And does living here help you make that decision financially because you live now near this transit node?
Without a doubt.
Advocates of urban senior housing say giving up the car can save nearly $9,000 a year. But for most people in the Phoenix area, going without a car is almost unheard of. Cohen says he's proof Wells doesn't need that PT Cruiser. His disability prevents him from driving, so he rides the train, he takes the bus, and he uses a motorized scooter to explore the neighborhood where rowdy college kids dip in and out of bars.
For me, being close to the younger generation was very important. I liked being in a college town. I like to see all the craziness and the zaniness. It makes me feel young again.
And if Cohen tires of the college scene, he won't need to go far. The 56-unit complex is completely leased out, all with people his own age. In Tempe, Arizona, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.